اور بہت ہی فعال اور متحرک اور کئی ذمہ داریوں کے حامل ہمارے بزرگوں کے ساتھ تعلق اور نسبت رکھنے والے اور ہماری مادر علمی دار العلوم دیوبند کے فاضل حضرت مولانا شیخ محمد عامر القاسمی دامت برکاتہم یہاں ہمارے درمیان تشریف فرما ہے، جو تقریباً 30 سال پہلے دار العلوم دیوبند سے فارغ ہوئے اور اس کے بعد مدینہ منورہ میں آپ نے تفسیر اور قرآن کی خصوصی کلیہ میں داخلہ لے کر وہاں سے سند فضیلت حاصل کی، اور اس کے بعد اللہ نے آپ کو خدمت کے لیے قبول فرمایا کہ نیوزی لینڈ کے علاقے میں آپ دین کی خدمت انجام دے رہے ہیں. آپ کا ایک سب سے بڑا تعلق یہ بھی ہے کہ ہندوستان پاکستان کے ایک بہت ہی مشہور و معروف عالم، محقق، مؤرخ، مصنف حضرت مولانا قاضی اطہر صاحب مبارک پوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، وہ آپ کے ماموں ہوتے تھے، اور ان کی ایک خوبی یہ ہے کہ 45 سال تک انہوں نے انقلاب بمبئی کا جو مشہور اخبار ہے اس اخبار میں مسلسل 45 سال روزانہ کالم لکھا ہے، اور یہ تاریخی بات ہوگی کہ کوئی آدمی 45 سال روزانہ کالم لکھا ہو. یہ ان کی خوبی تھی مولانا قاضی اطہر مبارک پوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کی، اور اسی ان کی محققانہ مزاج کی وجہ سے دار العلوم دیوبند نے ان کو شیخ الدین اکیڈمی کا جو تحقیقات کے لیے قائم کی گئی اس کا ان کو ذمہ دار اور صدر بنایا. تو آپ اس خاندان سے ماشاءاللہ تعلق رکھتے ہیں. ہمارے لیے ایک بڑی خوشی کی اور خوش قسمتی کی بات ہو گئی کہ چونکہ آپ رابطے عالم اسلامی کے جو مکہ مکرمہ میں پورے دنیا کے مسلمانوں کی ایک نمائندہ تنظیم ہے، نیوزی لینڈ کی طرف سے آپ رابطے کے نمائندہ ہیں، تو اس لحاظ سے رابطے کا نمائندہ ہونا بہت ہی بڑا شرف اور عزت کا مقام ہے. تو اس کی وجہ سے آپ کا گزشتہ سال نیو یارک آنا ہوا، اور ہمارے دوستوں نے، نیو یارک شریعہ بورڈ کے دوستوں نے آپ کو دریافت کر لیا اور آپ تک پہنچ گئے، اور اس طرح رابطہ ہوا، اور ہم بھی تلاش میں تھے کہ نیوزی لینڈ سے ہمارا کوئی رابطہ ہو، تو ہمیں رابطے عالم اسلامی کا آدمی نیوزی لینڈ میں مل گیا جس کے ذریعے رابطہ پیدا ہو گیا، اور میں ایک سال سے شریعہ بورڈ ہمارا تلاش میں تھا کہ نیوزی لینڈ کا سفر کیسے کیا جائے، کس کے توسط سے کیا جائے، وہاں کی تحقیق کے لیے ہمیں کون ملے گا. تو ہمیں ملا بھی تو اپنا ہی آدمی ملا، جس کی وجہ سے مولانا شیخ عامر سے ایسی ماشاءاللہ محبت ہوئی کہ آپ ہمیں ایئرپورٹ لینے آئے. یہاں سے ہم تین آدمی، مفتی ادریس، مفتی نعمان اور میں، ہم تینوں جو 2-4 مہینے پہلے ہم نے سفر کیا، تو شیخ عامر کی وجہ سے ہماری ہمت ہوئی، اور جس دن ہم ایئرپورٹ اترے اس دن سے لے کر ہمیں واپس کرنے تک مسلسل ہمارے ساتھ شیخ عامر موجود تھے. وہ اپنا گھر، کام، سب کچھ چھوڑ کر ہمارے ساتھ مسلسل لگے ہوئے تھے، جبکہ وہ ماشاءاللہ پورے نیوزی لینڈ کے بہت ہی ذمہ دار، فعال اور بہت ہی چاک و چوبند اور دل درد مند رکھنے والے عالم وہاں ہمیں محسوس ہوئے. جس جگہ گئے، یہاں تک کے بعد چھوٹے علاقوں میں ہمیں جانا پڑا تو معلوم ہوا کہ شیخ کے پاس وہاں کے مسجد کی چابی بھی ہے. کسی چھوٹے سے گاؤں میں ہم پہنچے کہ بھائی مسجد تو بند ہے، شیخ نے کہا میرے پاس اس کی چابی ہے. تو معلوم ہوا کہ اتنا تعلق حضرت کو وہاں کے گاؤں کے مساجد، میں یہاں کا ممبر ہوں، آپ فکر نہ کریں، مسجد کا کوڈ مجھے معلوم ہے، میں مسجد کھول دوں گا، ہم نماز پڑھ کے آگے چلتے ہیں. تو اس سے اندازہ ہوا کہ الحمدللہ ایک نیوزی لینڈ میں ایک باغ و بہار شخصیت آپ ہیں. اس کے علاوہ وہاں کی جو ایک تو چیئرمین مذہبی امور، جو فیانس، جو حلال سرٹیفیکیشن نیوزی لینڈ کی جو آرگنائزیشن ہے، उसके आप मजहबी उमूर के चेयरमैन हैं और हिलाल कमेटी, हलाल कमेटी अलग है और हिलाल कमेटी अलग है, आप हलाल के भी जिम्मेदार हैं और हिलाल के भी जिम्मेदार हैं। और इत्तेफाक ये है कि हम लोग भी ये दोनों काम करते हैं, जहां शरिया बोर्ड हलाल का भी काम करता है और हिलाल का भी काम अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह करता है। तो आप हिलाल के पूरे न्यूजीलैंड के चेयरमैन हैं। जैसे मैंने कहा कि सूरज पहले तुलू होता है तो गुरूब भी पहले वहां होता है, तो हमको खबर वहां से पहले आ जाती है कि न्यूजीलैंड वालों ने क्या ऐलान किया है, वहां चांद दिखा या नहीं दिखा। इसके अलावा आप पूरे न्यूजीलैंड के जो उलमा की काउंसिल है उसके वाइस प्रेसिडेंट हैं और मेंबर ऑफ शरिया एडवाइजरी कमेटी ऑफ वर्ल्ड हलाल फूड काउंसिल। ये मुख्तसर सा तारुफ मैं कराता हूं। मैं चाहता हूं कि मेहमान से आप सुने, हम इनके बड़े मशकूर ममनून, हमको अंदाजा नहीं था कि हमें इतना जल्द आपसे दोबारा खिदमत का या आपको देखने का मौका मिलेगा। अल्लाह ने दोबारा मौका निकाल दिया कि आप यहां दोबारा तशरीफ लाए हैं और इनका और हमारा इंशाअल्लाह ये जो हलाल के सिलसिले में रابطہ अब मजबूत होगा और बाज़ाब्ता हम इनके ताउन के जरिए यहां जो काम हम कर रहे हैं उसको हम आगे बढ़ाएंगे। तो ये हमारे शेख आमिर यहां मौजूद हैं, हम इनके आने को मुबारक और हमारे लिए फाले नहीं समझते हैं। अल्लाह आपका आना कबूल फरमाए। वाखिर दावाना अलहम्दुलिल्लाह रब्बिल आलमीन।
जज़ाकअल्लाह खैर। इससे पहले कि मैं अपने प्रोग्राम को और आगे बढ़ाऊं, हजरत मौलाना सोहेल तेली साहब जो दारुल उलूम शिकागो न्यूयॉर्क के उस्ताद मोहतरम हैं, तशरीफ लाए यहां पर। मैं आपको देख के ही बोला था असल में। जज़ाकअल्लाह खैर। अब हम मेहमान मुकर्रम हजरत मौलाना शेख आमिर साहब दामद बरकातहुम से गुजारिश करते हैं कि वो अपने नसाए से और अपने जरीन ख्यालात से हम सबको मुस्तफीद फरमाएं।
अस्सलाम वालेकुम रहमतुल्लाहि व बरकातहू। बिस्मिल्लाहिर्रहमानिर्रहीम। अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह अल्हम्दुलिल्लाह नहमदुहू व नस्तईनुहू व नस्तगफिरुहू व नूमिनु बिही व नतवक्कलु अलैह व नऊजु बिललाहि मिन शुरूरि अनफुसिना व सय्यिआति अमलिना मन यहदिहिल्लाहु फला मुदिल्ल लह ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله ورسوله شيئا فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون وقال تعالى هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة الآية وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو أصدق القائلين خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم بلغوا عني ولو آية أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Brothers and sisters, respected elders and ulama kiram, indeed it is an honor for me to be part of this auspicious gathering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made a bond between the Muslims, that is sticking bond, that is our faith. Islam is such a strong bond. Sometimes it is said, رَابِطَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ أَقْوَى مِنْ رَابِطَةِ الدَّمِ. The relationship that we have in Islam, the relationship of Islam is much stronger than the relationship that we have through the blood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human being, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the hidayah among the human being, and those who have been guide us towards the right path, such as Ummah al-Islam, in whatever era, whatever geography, whatever locality they are. As soon as we get together, we meet with each other, all the barrier is gone and we all act as one Ummah of Islam. Some wise person have said it, that al-ardu ardullah wal-ibadu ibadullah faskunu haythuma shi'tum bi sharti an ta'budullah. Al-ardu ardullah, the land belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the people, they are servants of Allah azza wa jal. You live wherever you want to live, provided you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So whether you live in this part of the world or any other part of the world, no land has preference over the other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this land. The Khaliq al-Ardi wa samawat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Khaliq of this land. So in whatever geography, location, place we live, that land belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And people, they all have been created by Allah azza wa jal. Ibadullah. They all are ibadullah. And wherever we live, the important thing is that we must understand our duty and responsibility that we owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us to this land, and here we have got certain responsibilities. Many of us who have come for better lifestyle, for economic prosperity, whatever reason may have brought you here, but our goals should never ever change. That is to be true obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have to worship Allah azza wa jal wherever we are. A Muslim community, wherever they went, they established their Islamic institution. The very first thing where the Muslim go is to establish the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is inherited by the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he came, he migrated from Makkah to Medina al-Munawwara. The very first thing that he got concerned of, that he did, that is building the Masjid al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before building his own house. He was the guest of Sayyidina Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and while he was building this masjid, and he was the guest of Abu Ayyub al-Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, until the mosque was completed. So the Muslim community, wherever they move, we have the history. People went to Spain, people they went to Africa, people they went as far as Armenia, Azerbaijan, wherever they went, the very first thing that they created, they build the mosque and they build the Islamic institution, because Islamic thaqafa has to flourish. And the people have to bring the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khilafatullahi fil ard, being the vicegerent on the face of this earth. So people, wherever they go, they should not forget their objective, their aim, and their focus. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought us here. And this is our responsibility, to make sure that our generations remains on the path of Islam. It is very important for us to reflect, because many of us who have come from India, Pakistan, or other Islamic countries where where people are very much protected. In India, in Pakistan, or other places where there is a big presence of Muslim community, we do not think about losing our identity as a Muslim. We don't have the concern that my son or daughter, one day he will go out of Islam, because the whole community and the relationship that we have around us and the bond that we have there is so strong that this thing does not, this khayal and this concept doesn't come into our mind. But here in America, here in Europe, Australia, New Zealand, we have examples, you know. as far as we have seen, even the second or third generation, they started deviating, going out of the path of Islam. This is how dangerous it is being in this community. And if we do not have this setup, and if we do not have this Islamic institution, then the baqa on Islam would be very, very challenging and very, very difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the mu'allim al-insaniyah. He was the best mu'allim. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the khadim al-nabiyy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he narrates about his interaction with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his service that he has provided to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for 10 long years. He said, I have never seen a mu'allim like Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have served him for 10 years. He never questioned me if I have done something, why did you do that? And if I haven't done something, he never asked me that, why didn't you do that? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never rebuked me, and he has never talked to me in a loud voice. This is the method of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to his companion, and being very mindful of the degree and the level of understanding of the people around Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a mu'allim. Mu'allimul insaniyah. Quran has proclaimed, هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يسلو عليهم آياتهم ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the mu'allimul insaniyah and equipped him with all those tools and gears that is required in order to be a perfect teacher. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching his student, teaching his companions, and when he teaches them, he pays equal attention to all of them. A time came that a Sahabi who asked a question, and his question was such as he rephrased in such a way that wasn't very logical. It wasn't very meaningful. And the people, they laughed about it. The people around laughed about it. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so serious, and he is listening to his student. Then Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the remark, مِمَّ تَرْحَكُونَ أَجَاهِلٌ يَسْأَلُ عَلِيمًا Why are you laughing? Is the cause and the reason for laugh is because an ignorant folk asking a learned person? Is that is the reason that you are laughing? It is not a good reason. It is not a reason for you to laugh. Yeah. This is the attention, at most the attention of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he's paying his companion. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'm telling this as there are asatiza and there are students, just to give a brief illustration of the majlis of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how the people there coming from all corner of the world and they all joining the assembly of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people coming as old as 100 years in Wafd Bani Bakka, Amin came, and he was 100 years of age, and he was very, and he could hardly hear, and he came with his son. And he said, Oh Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I came to meet you. I am unable to see. And I don't have the same understanding, the same intellect that I was enjoying. But I came to you, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, atabarraku bi masjika ya Rasulullah. I want to touch you, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I want to get the blessing of you, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by touching you. وَهَذَا إِبْنِي بِشْرٍ بَرٌّ بِي And I am accompanied with my son Bishr, and who is very obedient to me. O Prophet, فَانْسَحْ يَدَكَ عَلَى وَجْهِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rub your mubarak hand on his face.
So you can see that the people of this age, they're coming to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have such a motivation, such enthusiasm, that does not let them to sit back and relax. Another person comes, and he says, a shaykh, an aged person, and he came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَهُوَ يُدْعَمُ بِالْعَصَى. He was being aided with his stick, and he came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ لِي غَدَرَاتٍ وَفَجَرَاتٍ فَهَلْ يَغْفِرُهَا اللَّهُ لِي. O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in my old life, I have done a lot of shortfalls and mistakes. Is there any way that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive my shortfalls, my mistakes? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, أَلَسْتَ تَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ؟ قَالَ بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. قَالَ فَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ ذَنْبَكَ. So Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't you testify that there is no God worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? He said, yes, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven your sins on this account. They are the student of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and coming to learn. There is a big number of students in the form of teenagers or youngsters, people who have been surrounded by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were young age, teenager, such as Mus'ab ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdullah ibn Abbas, Abdullah ibn Umar, Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, and Usama ibn Zayd, all these companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were very, very young. But لَازَمُوا صُحْبَةَ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They stick with Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They enjoyed the company of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were so much keen to learn anything and everything from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Abbas, the cousin of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at a younger age, but so much motivated his student. He wants to learn anything and everything from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He could see the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the daytime, and he wanted to know the life of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at night. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he asked his aunt, who was the wife of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that, oh auntie, I wanted to come and observe the night of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, well, I will ask for the permission, and if the permission is granted, you come and stay overnight with us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam allowed him, and he came and he observed the night of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and who narrated from him, and who narrated the lifestyle of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If these companions, if they did not do all these things, a lot of things that could have been hidden from us, it is because of their enthusiasm, it is because of their effort that the Ummah of Islam, they came to know that every aspect of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abdullah ibn Abbas, a big name in the history of Islam. Hibru hadhi Ummah, the ocean of knowledge. And Tarjamal al-Quran, he has been the interpreter of the Quran. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a big name in the history of Islam. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he is narrating on the basis of acknowledging the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has showered upon him. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, there is not a single ayah in the Quran. If there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regard to this ayah, but I have memorized it. Any ayah in the Quran, if there is a saying of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about that ayah, I know that. If I come to know there is a certain ayah about which there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I do not know, and I came to know that hadith is with somebody who is far away, for which if I have to travel, and if I have to exhaust my transportation, and I will do that, and I will come to that person and I would learn that hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, another student of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As we know, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, after the demise of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a companions, they spread, and he made his center Kufa, and that is in Iraq, and that is where he stayed, and he opened his madrasa to Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And because Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah ta'ala, he comes from there, and that's why you see a lot of ahadith that has been used as a dalil for the Ahnaf. It is narrated from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and that is the background of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us and made it in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a person who has been the fakhr al-kainat, who has been the pride of the world. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the most up-to-date guidelines. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent upon and revealed upon Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the most up-to-date al-wahyya, about which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, نظر القرآن غض طريا. Quran has been revealed ever fresh. The Quran that is the guidance for the humanity in whatever locality, in whatever tradition, in whatever time and era you read this Quran, you will find as if this Quran is revealed for that time, for that place, for that community, for that tribe. This is the miraculous nature of Quran. Quran is miracle by its origin as well as by its meaning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of humanity. At the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also the creator of the situation and halat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for us that we can only see what is in front of us. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can see what is yet to come until the day of judgment and beyond. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His qudra and His knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He revealed this Quran, He knew what is going to happen until the day of judgment. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given such a guidance that caters for all those situations that yet to come. This is the miraculous nature of Quran. We make rules and regulations. Very often the rule can only be valid for 6 months, for a year, for a few years, and after that we find that law is no more effective. It doesn't work for us anymore. So you have to review this law in order to get something which is more relevant to our current situation. Unlike the Quran, no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 14 centuries ago. Yet this Quran, the guidance is so much effective in this day as if the Quran was revealed for this time. Abdurrahman al-Sulami rahimahullah ta'ala, and he said, حدثنا الذين كانوا يقرؤون من القرآن مثل عثمان بن عثمان وعبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أنهم إذا كانوا تعلموا 10 آيات من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لم يتجاوزوها حتى يتعلموا ما فيها من العلم والعمل فتعلمنا القرآن والعلم والعمل جميعا. So here, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu is talking about the methodology that was adopted by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regards to teaching the Quran. And he said that we used to come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he used to teach us, give us the lesson of 10 ayat. These 10 ayat, we used to learn the meaning of it. We used to learn the masail that is around this ayah. So we learn the meaning, we learn the wording, because we memorize this, we learn the meaning of it, and we also learn all the masail that is around this ayah. But at the same time, we also have practice in our life, because Islam is not a philosophical notion. which we need to debate and think. It's not a theory. It is a practical way of life. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. As any book, sorry, any machine that comes, it has a manual, you know. For the humanity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the manual in the form of Quran. How to get the best in this world and the best for the next. How you can get best, more benefit, the maximum benefit from this human machine. And the manual that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, the most up-to-date manual, that is in the form of Quran. Living our life in accordance with the Quran, that makes a better human being, a better Muslim, and that is a guarantee of success in this world and a success in the hereafter. So, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud and Uthman ibn Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, that we used to take 10 ayats from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would not go any further, we would not take other lesson until we have learned it and we learn the masail in this ayah and then we have practiced it. And then we go to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn another 10 ayah. And we go through the similar process. فَتَعَلَّمْنَا الْقُرْآنَ وَالْعِلْمَ وَالْعَمَلَ جَمْعًا. So we learn the Qur'an, we learn the meaning of Qur'an, the knowledge, as well as the amal at the same time. And that's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, somebody asked him that, Rabbah, where is your Qur'an? And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looked at one of his companions, this is my Qur'an. Because the Qur'an which is in the pages, it came into the life of the people. Because Qur'an is a practical guidance. So just like when a machine comes, it has a manual, and if the manual is left aside, and you want to operate this machine without this manual, this may not last very long. So you have to be mindful about the manual, what it says, so you can operate in a better way. So the manual is nothing separate. It is part of the machine. In the same way, Quran is not a separate. It is part of us. And that's why Quran, what is the topic of Quran? The topic of Quran is you and me. Quran talks about us. It's a manual for the human being. So it talks about the human being, that how to live your life. And the Quran gives us the guidance. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with this manual in order to practically demonstrate to the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that he came to teach the people. So يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابُ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. Here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told about the whole dastur of teaching. For any knowledge, for any skill, for any science, you have to have a book, and then you have to have a teacher who is going to teach that book, and then you have to have a place where you can test that knowledge. So say for example, if you are a student of medicine, you have to have a book. And then somebody who is going to teach that book. Then after that you are going to apply it. So you go to the lab, you go to the hospital, where you apply this knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said the same thing. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّي رَسُولُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ التِّلَاوَ. That is the book. وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَ. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the muallim, is the ustaz, the teacher, and he's teaching that book. Whatever is the in-depth, everything that's related to this Quran, because Quran is a theme. It is what we call in our terminology, matan. You don't have the full, all the fine tunes in it, all these branches, all this relevant knowledge which Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the wadifa and the task of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not just to deliver the message. It's like he was not just a postman, you know, who delivers the letter. No, he delivers the letter, he reads the letter, and he explains the letter, and then whatever message is there, he practically demonstrates. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with this book, and now he's teaching it. Why is that? I mean, now to practically demonstrate, bring into your life. So this is the tazkiyah, you know. Tazkiyah, that is, you go to the tutorial, and you go to a place where you bring this knowledge into your life. Otherwise, there will always be a distance, there will always be some gap between you and your knowledge. How you can make sure that your knowledge has been applied in the way that is accepted, and that is you need the suhbah of ulama, suhbah of those who are expert in this field. As you have medicine, knowledge of engineering, you have to have the suhbah of engineers and doctors, and you need to work with their apprenticeship so you can apply the knowledge. So this is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this Quran, and we should be proud that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given such a knowledge, and that is giving the guidance for the humanity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this means, when people they stick with the knowledge of Quran, with the knowledge of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ummah of Islam, they regain the glory, they regain the respect, and so long as the ummah of Islam continue enjoying the teaching of Islam and sticking with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this ummah of Islam to be glorious, to be victorious, living a respectable, honorable life. And as soon as the ummah of Islam forgotten this thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made our situation, it is not hidden. And that's where Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, kunna qawman أذلة فأعزنا الله بالإسلام فمن أراد العزة بغير الإسلام أذله الله. We were a nation who had been humiliated. The Roman and the Persian Empire, who were the superpower of the time of Rasulullah, before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the time of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they were the superpower at one time, the Russia and America. So the Roman Empire and the Persian Empire, they were the superpower of the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they were occupying the territory. The Arabian Peninsula, it was such that the Roman Empire, the Persian Empire, they did not even thought to occupy them. They were not even worthy of occupation. They were left like that. They were the nation, they have been disgraced, have no respect. And then Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala said, فَأَعَزَّنَ اللَّهُ بِالْإِسْلَامِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the glory, respect, integrity by the means of Islam. Islam, and this Islam which conquered and which put down Qaisar or Kisra, the Faris and the Roman Empire, which challenged them. فَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْعِزَّةَ بِغَيْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ أَذَلَّهُ اللَّهُ. Whoever wants to get integrity, karama, izzah, beside Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only humiliate. This is the religion of humanity. This is the religion that is the religion for the human being. It is not a religion for the Muslims. Of course, those who believe in Islam, they are the Muslim. But Islam is not just the religion of Muslim. It is the religion of humanity. It is our fortune that we have accepted Islam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this Islam as the message for the entire humanity to follow. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He uses us for the spirit of Islam. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gives us more tawfiq. And we also at the same time like to congratulate the people of this idara, the people of this madrasa, and who have been doing this effort. I came to America and I visited a number of educational facilities in New York, Washington, now in Chicago. I really felt, I was very much delighted to see all these things, that how the people in this community, when the majority of the people who come here, they're all working for their own self, they all are for their own benefit, but there are people at the same time whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the motivation, the hawsala, the strength, who have paid their attention towards this, and who are working as to protect the identity of the Ummah of Islam. And these institutions are the pillars of Islam, and which are going to act in order to protect the Muslim identity and convey the message of Islam to the people. May Allah Azza wa Jal reward them abundantly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to the right path and give us tawfiq to the right thing. Wa jazakum Allahu khairan. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakallahu khair Hazrat Sheikh Amir Sahab Damat Barakatuh. Alhamdulillah aapne badi achhi nasihatein hame farmayi hain. Allah tabarak wa taala hum sabko aapki kahi hui baaton par amal karne ki taufeeq ata farmaye aur hamare is idare ko bhi Allah taala istehkam naseeb farmaye. Isse pehle ki main aage ka program jari karu, aap hazrat se guzarish karta hu ki thoda sa aage aa jaiye, ke kuch ahbab der se aa rahe hain to wo log wahi piche kahin baith sakte hain. Chalo thoda sa aap log aage ho jaiye. Ye jo zara samne jagah hai wo jo जमाते चारों और जमाते सुबों के जो तलबा हैं दारुलूम शिकागो के, वो सब यहाँ सामने आ जाएं, यहाँ पर सब पूरे एक साथ आके यहाँ लाइन बनाकर बैठ जाओ, जैसे दर्श में बैठते हैं ना वैसे दर्श की तरह बैठ जाओ. आ जाओ भाई सामने आ जाओ, पहली सब में
डर रहे हैं आप लोग,
आ जाओ सर पहली सब में आ जाओ. देखो डरने वाले यहाँ तक टूट जाते वैद, यहाँ आ जाओ. और वो जो तालिबे इल्म है जिनका खत्म आखिरी सबक पढ़ाना, वो जो तालिबे इल्म है जिनका आखिरी सबक पढ़ाना है अहमद जफर, वो कहाँ है? आप आ जाओ, आपके सामने बैठ जाओ.